Exclusive. Reps. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Brandon Gill blast PBS and NPR, they can hate us on their own dime. By Hannah Knudsen on March 28, 2025. The National Public Radio, NPR, and Public Broadcasting Service, PBS, can hate us on their own dime, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, said in an exclusive statement obtained by Breitbart News along with Representative Brandon Gill. RTX, who said the outlets have displayed blatant bias and spread radical misinformation. The exclusive statements followed a controversial hearing this week titled Anti-American Airwaves, holding the head of NPR and PBS accountable before the Oversight Subcommittee on Delivering on Government Efficiency, DOGE. Republican lawmakers called for the end of taxpayer dollars for these outlets. In a letter to Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, several Republican lawmakers concluded the outlets showed once again they are nothing more than left-wing propaganda outlets. When questioned under oath, the CEOs deflected and could not answer basic questions regarding their organization's blatant media bias and misinformation, Republicans wrote in the letter. The DOGE subcommittee hearing made clear these outlets are not serving the American people, and all federal funding must end. Watch, do you think trees can be racist? Representative Timmons clowns PBS CEO for ridiculous woke content. Yesterday, I called the heads of publicly funded NPR and PBS to testify before my subcommittee on DOGE. Green, chairwoman of the committee, said in an exclusive statement, first obtained by Breitbart News. Putting an end to the abuse of taxpayer dollars is a team effort between President Trump's administration and the Republican-controlled Congress. And yesterday's hearing showed why it has to happen, she continued. Congress must back up President Trump's call to action and defund this PR arm of the Democrat Party because taxpayers should never be forced to pay a single penny for programs that alienate and attack the majority of Americans, the Georgia lawmaker continued. The activist journalists at NPR and PBS hate President Trump and his supporters, and now they can hate us on their own dime, she concluded. Watch, President Trump, I'd be honored to see NPR, PBS end. In another exclusive statement first obtained by Breitbart News, Rep. Gill said it is abundantly clear that there is no viable excuse for the blatant bias and radical misinformation that NPR and PBS have peddled on behalf of American taxpayers. We must use every device at our disposal, including the House Reconciliation Bill, to withdraw every penny of federal funding from these left-wing propaganda machines, he added. Related. In the broader letter to Speaker Johnson, Republican lawmakers stressed the importance of passing legislation that prohibits federal funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting as they continue to work to pass President Donald Trump's MAGA agenda. We must also rescind any money previously appropriated. As you know, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting receives appropriations 2 years in advance, meaning there is approximately $1 billion that could be saved. The GOP continued in a letter, concluding that taxpayer dollars should never go to entities who exist to prop up and provide cover for the Democratic Party. At the start of the hearing this week, Green stated, "We are continuing our war on waste. That means rooting out spending that is unnecessary, wasteful, and frankly, un-American. Today, we are looking at the more than $500 million federal taxpayers spend annually to fund public radio and television. A big chunk of this subsidy flows to National Public Radio and Public Broadcasting Service. NPR and PBS are the big DC-based entities that create and distribute much of the news and educational content heard and seen on public radio and TV stations across the country. Watch the full hearing below.